Good afternoon, everyone. We are continuing in our learning of Shmona Esrei. We are up to the bracha of Din, Hashiva Shoftinu Kula Rishona. The source of this bracha can be found in a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yizayin Amud Beis. The Gemara, after discussing the bracha of Kibbutz Galios, explains, Kivan Shniskapsu Galios, and once the exiles have returned and gathered to Eretz Yisrael, Nasa Din Berishayim, a judgment will be done to the Rishayim. Shenemar, as it says in Yishayo, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vashiva Yadi alayich, I will place my hand on you. Vetzrof kavor sigayich, I will purge away the dross with like soap, meaning removing the bad parts of the metal. And subsequent to this statement, it says in the next pasuk chavav, Vashiva shoftech kvaroshana, I will return your judges like from the beginning. So a simple reading of this gemara understands that the function of this bracha is to punish the evildoers after the Kibbutz Galios, and that's seemingly part of this Gula process. Now, if you take a step back and look at the actual bracha that we're going to be reciting, the bracha of Hashiva Shoftinu, it doesn't really mention any reference to the destruction of Rishayim. That's the next bracha, of Olam Hashinim. The Marsha on that Gemara Megillah asks this question, and he suggests that perhaps when we talk about the returning of the judges, that is included in that statement is a reference to the fact that there'll be a din with the Rishayim. The Radak in that pasuk in Shayo, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Chavav, makes a reference to this idea, but in a more nuanced understanding, as he explains that when the Shoftayich, when the judges have come, and they're coming Kibarishana, like originally in the beginning of the history of the Jewish people, the Rishon were already destroyed. As the pasuk in Sefaniah says in Perak Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'she'eris Yisrael lo yasu avla v'lo yidab rechazav, the remainder of Yisrael won't be doing avla, and they won't be doing treachery, implying that the Rishayim during the times of the Gula process will be removed, allowing for the She'er Yisrael, who will be pristine and lawful people. The Tshuvos Melamed Lahol in Chilek Gimel Simin Samach suggests that the Gemara's statement in Megillah may have been really a reference to what the bracha should have been before the institution of the extra bracha of Olam Hashinim. We know historically that there were only 18 brachos of Shmona Esrei, and only later on did Chazal add a 19th bracha, the bracha of Olam Hashinim, focusing on the destruction of the Minim, those who are Malshin and try to malign the Jewish people. And the Melamed Lahol suggests that originally the text of this bracha of Hashiva Shoftinu included the destruction of the evildoers. He suggests, based off the Tilas Havininu, that the text of that bracha was Hashiva Shoftinu Kvar Rishona, Yosinu Kvar Tchila, Leman Asher Yishbetu Es Kol HaToim, we want Hashem to institute the Shoftim, the judges, in order to destroy those who are wayward and don't follow your das, the das of Hashem. And it was only after the institution of Olam Hashinim did we take out that emphasis of the Rishon being destroyed. And while the Marsha and both Belamet Lahoel, Rav David Tzvi Hoffman, seem to assume that in his bracha includes effectively the focus of destroying the Rishon, there seems to be an alternative approach which understands that the emphasis of this bracha is kipshuto, the returning of the judges per se. Rashi, on that Gemara Megillah Yizayin Lebeis, explains the following. V'kivin sh'niskapsu Galios, nasa din berishayim. After Kibbutz Galios, we'll have a din berishayim. And Rashi emphasizes this din will occur, kodim sh'nisyafsu b'Yerushalayim, before the Jews will settle into Yerushalayim. So seemingly the emphasis is that first there'll be a Kibbutz Galios, there'll be a din berishayim, and then after that process, then there'll be a final stage, seemingly, of this Gula process, where the Jewish people will be able to settle in Yerushalayim. And Rashi explains that this is based off the Pesukim. First stage is V'asira kol b'dilayich. Hashem will remove all the dross, all the bad parts, the removal of the Rishayim. And then through that, there will be a second stage of V'ashiva shoftech k'var rishona v'yotzech k'var chila. Then there'll be the establishment of the judges. And Rashi emphasizes that these judges will be kemolish of our like in the past, where as the pasuk says, Tzion b'mishpat yibadeh v'shaveh b'tzakah, Tzion Yerushalayim will be redeemed in justice. So for Rashi, the emphasis of this bracha, as we emphasize the returning of the judges, isn't necessarily telling us that we need the din of Rishayim per se, but rather the din of the Rishayim is almost a prerequisite for getting to Yerushalayim, and specifically Yerushalayim, where we could settle the shoftim, the judges, and establish Yerushalayim, which is Tzion b'mishpat tibadeh b'shaveh b'tzedakah, enable Yerushalayim, which is Tzion, to be established through justice. following in the thought process of Rav David Tzvi Hoffman, one can suggest that even though originally the bracha of Hashiva Shoftinu included both the destruction of the Rishonim and also the establishment of the Shoftim and that of Yerushalayim, it could be that after we instituted, Chazal instituted this next bracha of Lamashinim, there was almost a bifurcation, one bracha focusing on the returning of the judges, which is really the establishment of Yerushalayim as a place of justice, and the second aspect, which is really the process in which this became accomplished, and that's through the destruction of the Rishayim, as emphasized in the bracha of Lamashinim. Taking Rashi's approach, it seems to be that the bracha that we're saying in Hashiva Shoftinu is asking Hashem for a completion of the process that we just started when we finished Kibbutz Galios. We want to have the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, but we would then want to progress by establishing a city, Yerushalayim, the capital, which is based on justice. And obviously through that process, we remove the Rishayim. The question begs itself, though, is why is this something that we're davening for? What's significant about the fact that we have Mishpat in the city of Yerushalayim? How is that a capstone to the Geula process? I think an answer to this question can be found by looking at the simplified version of this bracha in Tulas Havineinu. The Gemara Brachos Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph says that instead of saying the entire bracha of Hashiva Shoftinu, if a person is saying Tulas Havineinu, he would say the following line: V'hatoim al datacha yishpotu. And those who are wayward, those who are not following the Torah, al datacha yishpotu, according to your das Hashem, then they should be judged. The Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Yud, Sif Beis, presents four different interpretations of how to break down this line exactly. The first interpretation assumes, as we've been discussing, this is a emphasis, a bracha, telling Hashem, asking Hashem to remove the evildoers, Hatoim, those who are violating your words, or Al Datecha, your Das, you spoke to, they should be judged. They should be judged and punished. A second interpretation the Beis Yosef gives is that we're talking about the judges. There are judges who are not giving correct judgment. They are being corrupt. And we're saying, Al Datecha Yishpotu, according to your knowledge, Hashem, they should be judged. They should be judged and punished. If they had a good mazel, it should be switched. If they have a bad mazel, it should be kept. Again, emphasizing the destruction of these bad people. However, the Beis Yosef then pivots and explains that perhaps the emphasis of this bracha isn't about punishment, but really about reestablishing justice. Almost in lines of the Rashi's interpretation that we're using this bracha not to just tell us about the destruction of Rishayim, but also to emphasize the need for restructuring and rebuilding the justice system in Bnei Yisrael. And he gives two interpretations based off that understanding. The first interpretation assumes that we're talking about the judges. Vatoim b'mishpat, those who have been wayward in justice, meaning they made incorrect decisions in justice. Al datecha yishpotu, Hashem should educate them to be judging properly. Al datecha, according to your knowledge, you should educate them about your knowledge, and yishpotu, so that they should be able to judge properly. So the emphasis of this bracha, according to this understanding, is to reestablish the justice system, to enable fair justice. In many ways, that itself is a bracha that we're asking for as part of the Geula process. As the Kuzri, following in lines of this thought, understands that after Kibbutz Galios, we talk about the idea of Hashiva Shoftinu, and he explains this to mean, Hera'os HaTzedek, expressing justice, Sidur HaInin, and the organization of that matter, Masha Omer, V'simel Chaleinu Ata Hashem Levadecha, and Hashem, you should rule over us, you alone. Again, seemingly connecting the fact that through justice, through establishing a just society, we're actually declaring sovereignty before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Refersh emphasizes this point, and he explains on the Siddur that in the summation of this bracha, explains that the point of this bracha is to daven for the restoration of the supreme authority of the law. And in many ways, through implementing Hashem's Torah, Hashem's law, that is a great manifestation of Hashem's malchus, and in many ways a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The Beis Yosef presents a second interpretation within this line of thought that we're davening for education. And he explains that the tome that we're referring to in this bracha of Tilas Havininu is actually the Jewish people in its entirety. The Jewish people who've just come out of Galus have complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, Hashem, it seems like you've forsaken us and you don't watch over us. So the tefillah that we're davening for in this bracha is Sheishpotu Batatacha, that Hashem should judge the Jewish people bidas. The reference to Das is found in the context of the Pasuk Vayda Elokim, that Hashem saw the Jewish people and had mercy over them. So the Beis Yosef explains that we're trying to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should have mercy on us and then ultimately allow us to get out of the galus, and umloch aleinu levado, that Hashem should rule over us alone, rachamim b'tzedek u'mishpat, with mercy and justice. And explains the Beis Yosef, v'heim drachav atovim sha'anu tovim atam ehem. These are the different midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we ourselves are wayward from. For the Beis Yosef's understanding of this phrase in Berachas Havaneinu, it sounds like that we're not just emphasizing that Hashem should take us out of the galus. That really is the previous bracha. What we're asking Hashem now in this bracha is umloch aleinu levado b'chesed v'rachmim tzedek uv'mishpat. We're asking Hashem to rule over us. But that's a reflection of the drach matovim which we have been wayward from. In many ways, we're asking before HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be educated in being able to learn from those errors in our understanding of how to serve Hashem and how to live life, and try to model HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ways that He's going to interact with us in the Geula process. This interpretation fits in very nicely to the text of the Tfilas Havaneinu, which doesn't emphasize the idea of judges. However, if we're to transpose that understanding to the fuller text of the Shiva Shoftinu, the bracha about restoring justice, it seems to be a little bit incongruous. What do judges have to do with this interpretation? And I think the understanding can be based off a comment of Rabbeinu Bechaye, who happens to be the Talmud of the Rashba, who was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah, who is the source of the Beis Yosef. And he connects the idea of the judges to the idea of learning how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by interacting and understanding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos are and how to interact like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbeinu Bechaye explains in Bereishis, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Tes, that when the Torah makes a reference to the idea of Yisachar, who's learning Torah, it says, Vayar menucha kitov. He saw menucha and it was good. And the Rebbeinu Bechaye explains that in order for a person to attain Torah, and really just in general, Yedias Hashem, he has to have menucha, he has to have rest. And he explains that's the entire emphasis of this bracha of Tilas Hashiva Shoftenu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vaser mi menu yugon vanacha. After we settle in Eretz Yisrael with Kibbutz Galios, we ask Hashem to then settle and have menucha. Remove from us all the yugon vanacha, all the unpleasant moans and worries that we have. And that enables Hashiva Shoftenu Kvar Rishona. That allows us to have the judges return. And Rebbeinu Bechaye explains these judges aren't just adjudicating laws or different disputes between litigants. And that's not what Yeshayahu had in mind either. Rather, the emphasis of Shoftim, of judges, is specifically those judges who are sitting Belishkas Hagazus, by the Beis HaMikdash, who aren't just judging, but they're actually educating. They're educating Bnei Yisrael. And through that education, as says Rabbeinu Bechaye, as you call Yisrael Muchanim Lekabel HaMuskalos Umusagim Ba'oso Ozman, Yedias Hashem Yisbarach. And through the judges, who are now going to be returning and being able to settle and educate, as they used to have been doing, that will help Bnei Yisrael attain higher levels of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Rabbeinu Bechaye, the emphasis of judges is not just about justice per se, but people who are educated, who are able to teach Klal Yisrael about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's only possible through the Kibbutz Galios, through the settling into Eretz Yisrael, and then having that education come into fruition. In many ways, it might come full circle to the understanding of Rashi, who explains in Megillah, Daf Yizayin Mabez, that the Shoftim that we're talking about aren't just judges who are in Beis Din in general, but specifically those who are living in Yerushalayim. Tziyon b'mishpat tipada v'shaveh b'tzedakah, the emphasis is maybe specifically the Beis Din and Lishkas Hagazus who are in Tzion in Yerushalayim, and they're the ones who are supposed to be not just adjudicating, but also educating. And potentially, really both aspects, the idea of having Mishpat in Eretz Yisrael and also having the education of the Shoftim in Eretz Yisrael is something that we're davening for in this bracha. Moving into the actual text of this bracha, there are three sections really to this bracha in its entirety. The first section is a prayer before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to return the judges and remove the sorrow that was caused in their absence. Hashiva Shoftenu until Yagon Vanacha is that first section. The second section, from Umloch Aleinu until Tzadikina B'Mishpat, is talking about a request for Hashem to reign over us and judge us. The last section is the conclusion of that bracha, where we make a blessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in recognition of the fact that He loves Tzedaka U'Mishpat. So delving into the details of this bracha, the first section is a prayer for the returning of the judges and the removal of the sorrow that was caused because of their omission. So we say, Hashiva Shoftenu Kvar Rishona, Yosinu Kvar Tchila, Hashem should return our judges like original from the original time, and the advisors like from the beginning. And remove from us the sorrow. As mentioned in the introduction, the first part of this section about the returning of the judges is either a reference to the actual judges of law, and we want them to adjudicate, or we want the judges to return and to educate. We then say, V'haser mimenu yagon v'anacha. We want Hashem to remove the yagon and anacha. In terms of just the details of this word, of these words, yagon and anacha, the Rambam explains in Shayo Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud, that yagon means an internal sadness, and anacha means an external sadness, which is manifestation of that depression. We ask Hashem to remove both. The Rebbe Nikar presents two different psukim for this reference of the removal of sadness. And arguably, these two psukim reflect two different emphases about the process of the returning of the judges. The first pasuk that he references is a pasuk found in Yeshayahu, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud. It says, "Uvdu Hashem Yishuvun uvo l'tzion berina," that the Hashem will redeem the Jewish people who are captive and they'll come to Tzion. And at the end of that pasuk, it says, "Nasu yagon v'anacha, yagon and anacha will flee away." This pasuk seems to understand that the removal of yagon and anacha comes in tandem with coming to Tzion. This may be the understanding that reflects Rashi Shita and Rabbeinu Bechai Shita, that only coming after coming into Yerushalayim, being able to educate the Jewish people and adjudicate properly, that's what's going to allow for the ultimate removal of sadness and the entrance of Sason and Simcha into the Jewish people's lives, because they're now attaining a high level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe Nikar presents a second pasuk found in Mishlei Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Beis, where Shlomo HaMalach makes a reference to the following: "Uv'mishal Rasha Yanach Am." When the Rasha rules, then the nation will moan. And the reflection of that would be that when the Rishayim are removed, then there'll be no more Anacha as well. And that's a reference to this statement in the Tefillah. This understanding seems to assume that when we say V'aser M'meni Yagon V'Anacha, we're asking specifically for the removal of the Rishayim. And that's the point that we're having a focus on in our davening, and not necessarily the subsequent stages of having the justice system. Again, that might be reflective of the original intent of Chazal, at least according to Rav David Tzvi Hoffman, that the focus should be about the destruction of the Rishayim in this bracha. The Vujaham presents a third source for this reference to of removing Yagon Vanacha, and he says it's based off another pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Chafei Pasuk Ches. The pasuk says, "V'cher Basamo Yasir Hashem, when the Gula comes, will remove the national disgrace." And the Vujaham explains that as long as we don't have a justice system, there's a national disgrace. People look at the Jewish people in disgrace of the fact they don't have a just system, and when the Shoftim return, that cherpa will be removed as well. First, seemingly following in that interpretation, understands that the national disgrace isn't just about the justice system, but about the fact that we don't have educators, which are manifested in the Shoftim, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in our current standpoint, looking as Jews in exile, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring back those Shoftim and allow us to have that disgrace removed as well. After we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for returning the judges to judge B'nai Yisrael, we then transition in the second section of this bracha. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He alone reigns and judges the Bnei Yisrael with kindness and mercy. We say, "Umloch aleinu, ata Hashem levadacha, v'chesed v'rachamim." We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He should reign over us alone with kindness and mercy. And the overall perspective of this section, explains the Hirsch, is that after we have the proper leadership and education of the judges, then the Bnei Yisrael will be able to merit to live under the sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He will judge us with favor and kindness. The Rebbe Nikar, expounding on this understanding of Rav Hirsch, explains that when we say Hashem should alone reign over the Jewish people, that stems from the pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Tes, where we say, "Bayamahu yeh Hashem achad ushmo achad," will be on the day that Hashem will be one and His name will be one. And while the Rebbe Nikar doesn't expound on the connection between this pasuk, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the request of Hashem ruling over us alone, there can be many different directions in how to interpret this connection. One understanding may be connected to the fact that Shoftim enable the removal of the Rishayim, as the previous pasuk in Zechariah notes, Hashem will bring the people of Seir, the Rishayim, to be judged, and then after that point, once the Rishayim are removed, then Hashem alone will be the ruler, and that's the implication that we're saying that after the Shofar come and judge the Rishayim, then Hashem alone will be the ruler. But taking a different approach, as the Kuzri notes, that this line of Melech Alein Hashem Lo'adacha, having Hashem rule alone, is in many ways a manifestation of the returning of the justice system in general. Having a just society is a expression of Hashem's rulership and sovereignty over the Jewish people. And in many ways, as we explained previously, having a just system is a great expression of Gilui Hashem in this world. And with that understanding, explains the Levush, the reason why we emphasize Malchus Hashem, an idea which is not highlighted in many other brachos, is specifically because the law, Torah, itself, and living by the law, is an expression of our Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, our acceptance of Hashem's kingdom and His sovereignty. This may also be related to the fact, as Ibn Bechai explains, that once we establish the judges, who are the educators of Klal Yisrael, that will enable the rest of Bnei Yisrael to have a closer connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a greater Yedias Hashem, and that may itself be an expression of our recognition of Hashem's sovereignty, as we have that close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we submit ourselves before Him. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that His reign over us should be manifested with chesed and rachman, with kindness and mercy. And the Rebbe Nekar explains that this specific request for chesed and rachman is really a response to our establishment and reestablishment of justice. Basing himself off of Medrash, Rebbe Nekar explains, if the Bnei Yisrael don't have in their Beis and Shalmata a way of facilitating justice, then the Beis and Shalmala, the heavenly courts, will have to use justice to judge Bnei Yisrael. However, when we, in Beis and Shalmata, in our courts, our worldly courts, establish justice, then the Beis and Shalmala doesn't have to resort to justice to Midas Adin. They can express and adjudicate our lives with the Midas HaChesed. And expounding on that point, the Rebbe Nekar notes that this request of having Hashem rule B'Chesed V'Rachman can be found in really two different sources. Number one, the fact that there's an option of Hashem judging us with Chesed and Rachman, or alternatively with the Midas Adin, can be found in a Pasuk Nechazkel, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Navi, Chai Ani Num Hashem Elokim, Im Lo Biyarcha Zaka Uvzora Netuya, Uvachema Shefrucha Emloch Aleichem. Hashem says, I could be very harsh, have a very strong hand, and express my malchus b'chema shrucha, with pouring out of anger. Hashem can rule over the Jewish people with a midas hadin. And instead of that type of sovereignty and rulership over the Jewish people, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge us and rule over us b'chesed v'rachman. That manifestation of sovereignty is expressed in a pasuk in Hosea, Perek Beis Paschav Aleph, where we say, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Ve'astich li'olam, I will be have a bond with you forever. Ve'astich li, and I will be bonded, and I will establish an erison relationship with you, v'tzedek uv'mishpat, with justice and kindness, uv'chesed uv'rachman, and as well as chesed and rachman. And on that pasuk, the Malbim notes that the adjectives of tzedek uv'mishpat and chesed uv'rachman are not only things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be giving to Bnei Yisrael, but rather represent the relationship Bnei Yisrael have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and each party contributing in part to that relationship. And the Malbim explains that when Bnei Yisrael express and interact with justice and righteousness, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates by giving Bnei Yisrael chesed uverachman. When we, Bnei Yisrael, contribute to the relationship by following the Ratzon Hashem, by following in the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem responds by interacting with us with chesed uverachman, with kindness and mercy. As an aside, just in terms of interpreting what these words mean, chesed and rachamim, the Malbim notes that rachamim denotes taking care of the other person's needs according to their lowered state because of their suffering, according to the needs of the victim. However, chesed suggests that we don't necessarily focus on the victim's state, but rather on the natural desire of the Baal HaChesed to give over and care for the other individual, irrespective of their state. And again, this comment of the Malbim that our contribution to the relationship with Tzedek of Mishpat, eliciting Hashem's response to the relationship with Chesed V'Rachman, reflects very nicely with the Rebbeinu Karo's notation, based off the Medrash, is that when we establish justice, we can now ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Beis and Shemala that they interact with us, Hashem interact with us, B'chesed U'V'rachman. After asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rule over us alone, we then make a final comment in this section, with Tzadikinei V'Mishpat, justify us in Mishpat. It's interesting to note that the Rudraham actually understands that this text is really a follow-up of the previous text, in the sense that his girsa of this bracha is B'tzedek U'V'mishpat, meaning Hashem should rule over us B'chesed U'V'rachman, B'tzedek U'V'mishpat. Kindness and also justice may be reflective of just the actual quote of the pasuk that was quoted in Hosea. However, our text is Hashem should not only rule over us B'chesed U'V'rachman, but that separately He should judge us with Mishpat. Refresh explains that this final quotation is a really a culmination of the entire bracha. And while we have been asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rule over us B'chesed U'V'rachman, ultimately, as the Bnei Yisrael have the proper guidance and education of how to live in a society that's lawful following the Torah, we can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately that even if He's going to judge us with the strict Midas HaDin, we will be able to be properly deemed worthy, as the term Tzedek suggests, that even then, even with the strict letter of the law, Hashem will recognize that we have been worthy of that status because we follow the Torah and are living according to the laws that Hashem wants us to live with. Separately, the Taz in Or Chaim Simi Kufir Ches Sif Beis explains that the reason why we emphasize Tzedek before Mishpat is simply because Tzedek is a softer form of judging than Mishpat, than harsh justice. And we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even if He is going to resort to Midas HaDin, at least have it in a manifestation of Tzedek rather than that of Mishpat. After concluding this section of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to, number one, return the judges and also rule over us with compassion and even of justice, we move to the third section, which is the conclusion of this bracha, which is the ultimate recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who loves righteousness and justice. We say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, blessed are you Hashem, the King who loves righteousness and justice. The source of this quotation of recognizing Hashem as a being who loves Tzedakah Mishpat explains the Rukach, it's from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lam Gimel, where it says simply, Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, Chesed Hashem Malah Aretz. Hashem loves Tzedakah Mishpat, and the chesed of Hashem fills the entire earth. It's interesting to note, however, that in explaining this pasuk, the Avu Draham quotes a different pasuk. And if you look at that pasuk, it seems to be a little bit problematic. He explains that we have a quotation of Hashem loving justice and tzedek from a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Mem, pasuk Ches. It says, Ahav tzedek v'tisna resha. You love righteousness and you hate evil. And it also says in Tehillim Sadi Tes, Pasuk Dalet, Oz Melech Mishpat Ahiv. So there's a quotation of loving Tzedek and also loving justice. If you look at the Pasuk in Tehillim Mem Hei, however, that Pasuk, according to the simple reading, is not a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But rather, if you look at that Pasuk, either referring to David or Mashiach, or people, explains the Malbim, who have been able to internalize the Ratzon Hashem to an extent that they're able to elicit an emotional response of loving justice and hating evildoers. And applying that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interesting because that's not the simple reading of the Pasuk. But potentially, this Pasuk of Ahav Tzedek V'tisna Resha really reflects the entire goal of the Bracha. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately loves justice and hates evildoers, our response should be to emulate and reflect that midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, really expressing the Malchus Hashem in this world. And when we say that Hashem is the Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, we're saying that, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Tzedakah U'Mishpat, but we want that to be reflected in our lives to the extent that we also have that response of loving justice and removing the evildoers. And in many ways, that's really reflective of the previous section, where we say Melacha Hashem Levadacha, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be ruling alone. And that, as we explained earlier, is a manifestation of the fact that we, as the Beis Din Shalmata, as explains the Rebbe Yekar, is establishing justice according to the Ratzon Hashem, according to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed through His Torah. And when we make this bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, recognizing that Hashem loves justice and righteousness, as Refersh explains that the word Baruch means pledge, we are pledging for ourselves to live a life in recognition of that lifestyle of loving justice and righteousness as well. So just to put everything together, this bracha has three sections. The first section is a request for Hashem to return the judges, either the judges of law or the judges who are to educate us and remove the evildoers who aren't following the law. And that will remove the yagon v'anacha, either the moaning that is expressed by having the evildoers involved in Jewish society, or the national shame and disgrace of not having an educated and moral society. Alternatively, as the Rebbe Nikar and the Rebbe Mechayi note, it may be that once we have the judges returned to Tzion, we now will be able to have serenity and calmness, which will allow us to better internalize the understanding of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be educated in how to serve Hashem properly. After having that request for the establishment of judges, we then transition to ask Hashem to reign over us and judge us properly. We say, because now we have been able to establish a proper society of justice and proper leadership, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rule over us. Because when we have a just society and we are educated about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will be the greatest gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as reference to the pasuk of Yeh Hashem Echad Shmo Echad. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should be a reign of Chesed of Rachman. Once we've established justice, we can now ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've contributed to the relationship by following the Ratzon Hashem. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have kindness and mercy as his contribution to the relationship, as implied by the Malbim's interpretation of Hosea, Perek Beis, Pasuk of Aleph. We conclude with this section by asking Hashem to justify us in Mishpat, as Refresh explains that now that we've been educated, we can even be deemed worthy of following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even according to the strict letter of the law, even according to Mishpat. We conclude this bracha in the third section with a bracha of recognizing Hashem as one who loves righteousness and justice. As the Vujraham notes, this may be an expression of our pledge to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, following in His footsteps. As He loves Tzedakah and Mishpat, we too should internalize it within ourselves as beings who love Tzedakah and want to remove evildoers from our midst. Putting this in context of the entire Shmona Esrei, first level of understanding is that this very much reflects a follow-up of the previous bracha. Once we've established Kibbutz Galios, once we've established the beginnings of the re-entrance of the nation of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, we then can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the next stage, for establishing justice and developing society according to the Ratzon Hashem. Refersh takes this understanding and develops it a little bit further, and he explains that the last three brachos of the Bakachos Yachad, of the individual's requests in Shmona Esrei, were Geula, Refuah, Parnasa, redemption, removing the pain, which then allows for the ability to heal, and then for the ultimate growth through Parnasa. And that those three themes are reflected in the Bakashas Atzibur, in these subsequent brachos. We ask the Kash Bracha for Kibbutz Galios, that's the initial Geula of starting to re-entrance of the Jewish people as a nation. And now we ask for the Refuah Sasibur, for the healing of the entire nation, and that's through the re-entrance of justice in society, which removes the evildoers, almost like the illness of society, and that allows for the ultimate growth of society, which will be the next brachos, the bracha of Al-Hatzadikim, which enables us to have further growth and further development of the Jewish people in its entirety.